I first met the music video director Bob Gallagher in 2013 when he appeared on Totally Irish doing backing vocals for Elaine May. After that first meeting, we spent a lot of Sundays together in Asylum Studios making videos for a press record along with a really great team. If you've ever met Bob, you'll know that he is a lovely guy with a really good heart and someone who is very generous with his time. He's also a ridiculously talented guy as well, particularly when it comes to making music videos. So I thought it would be a good idea to pay tribute to the music video director, Bob Gallagher, with this documentary. Everyone ready? Cameras rolling and action. If you're not familiar with Bob Gallagher, well, he's a hugely talented music video director who has shot very clever and often very humorous videos for the likes of Villagers, Girl Band Spies, Elaine May, Pillow Queens and The Galaxy and loads more.
Working with Bob Gallagher was great. It was a little bit of a dream come true for me.
Bob Gallagher, or Bob Films Things, who just gave an amazing masterclass on directing music videos. Thank you for that.
Bob Gallagher. Bob Gallagher. Bob Gallagher.
Bob Gallagher. Featuring Bob Gallagher. Bob Gallagher.
Bob Gallagher.
Working with Bob was really inspiring. He just has a different way of thinking to anyone else I've ever met.
Bobby G. Bobby G.
I love working with Bob Gallagher.
Hi, my name is Bob Gallagher and I make music videos. I think one of the reasons why I got into music video specifically was because growing up, that's what was on in the background on the TV and that's what I was experiencing. She has me like a Pisces when I... You know, I wasn't really raised watching European art film. The closest thing to art film that was coming into my life was via the TV, and it was MTV, and it was watching music videos by the likes of Spike Jonze, Michel Gondry, and Tarsem, Chris Cunningham, Anton Corbijn. It's oh so quiet. They were always on in the background at home, so I think I formed an association between music and visuals because that's how I was experiencing a lot of music for the first time too. And so peaceful until... I think a big part of the draw of making music videos for me is that it's a way of interacting meaningfully with music, which I love. I can't really play an instrument, so it's a good way for me to be able to complement the work of musicians through visuals. You had shelter, I watched you leave it. You had true love, I swear you'd bleed it dry. You're still sort of engaging with it on the level of interpreting the tonality of it and the rhythm of it and the pacing of it, but you're just doing that through a visual medium. I started making music videos sort of to cleanse myself of the bullshit of going through formal education in film school, which I found very restrictive. The first music video I made was for Elaine May for a song that she wrote called Live. It involved a lot of experimentation and just was a way of getting away from the more formal approach to filmmaking that I'd been taught and creating visuals that felt like an instinctive response to music. It was a consequence of Mandy. actually shot while I was recovering from an injury, so I couldn't really move that much. So the video became very much about the edit. And I had 25 different frames of video happening simultaneously, and they were all edited very precisely to the rhythm of the song. And that approach of having multiple videos and multiple rhythms was kind of in response to the way that Lane would loop all of her vocals and would loop the instrumentation. So it was very much a video that could only have been made in response to her music. And then that's an approach that I sort of adopted with every other artist I worked with after that. One of the most recent acts I got to work with was Conor O'Brien from Villagers. We had a really nice collaborative process working together. After making Trick of the Light, I was asked by his label Domino Records to shoot a video for his single Fool.
When I first met Bob about the video, the only direction I gave him was it needs to be a one take video and I'd like the viewer to be on a date with me. We just got together once that idea had come across, and then we just basically said whatever would make us laugh the most and whatever would connect to the lyrics the most as well.
Well, you look a little bit different to your pictures.
The person on the date with me is constantly checking their phone and I'm trying to get their attention, and I ultimately do but also ultimately don't either, so. Because it was going to be a one take video, we did lots of rehearsals. When it came to the day of filming, it really felt ready, and that was a testament to all of the previous work that was put into it.
The Khabib 13 waiter?
I don't know what it is yet. Bob hired a mariachi band and they learned the song, which was kind of a magic experience. I've worked with some amazing directors, but we weren't exactly texting each other at 2 a.m. whenever we had an idea and then just bursting our shits laughing, or, you know, just, it was a lot more natural kind of experience.
Okay, everybody set? Playback, Jeff?
Videos or anything, music, you very rarely have that feeling of instant gratification because there's usually a lot of work to be done after the fact. But with this, all the work had been done previously.
That was a good take.
Great, well done, everybody.
The final result was quite instantaneously magic, which is kind of cool.
With a music video, you have the opportunity to marry interesting music with visual storytelling. Ideally, they complement each other in a way that creates a piece of work greater than the sum of its parts. I think the relationship between music video director and band works best when there's an overlap between your style and the style of the act that you're working with. For me, sense of humour is a big part of that, and say in the case of a band like Girl Band, that's very much where we met in the middle. And because we shared that sense of humour, we were on the same page creatively from day one. A few years ago, Girl Band asked me to make a video for a cover version they did of a Blahwan song, Why They Hide Their Bodies Under My Garage. Have a listen to the song. How would you direct a music video for it?
Thank you. I was directing this video, I think I would have it in the London Underground, or I don't know, New York subway station, and everybody's going about their business until, you know, the beat drops in and then everybody just explodes and there's this rage and this carnage, and it's just this really kind of primal, carnal sort of feeling. Reminds me of the film Blade. You know, there's a scene in the film Blade where they're all in like an underground kind of a nightclub, and the beat drops in, and next thing, blood starts spurting from, you know, from the sprinkler systems and everything, and everybody just goes absolutely berserk.
I would probably I'd probably make a video that was dark and creepy, shot in the basement of a nightclub with some strange looking creatures.
So the song's really chaotic. I think if I was directing a video for it, I'd really want to represent that. See, there's kind of a disturbing aspect to it. The lyrics remind me of one of those retro horror flicks where there's screeching music and it's piercing your ears while some deranged killer is burying the body of your daughter in your own back garden.
But I did none of these things. Instead, I based the video on a passing interest in the work of TV autopsist Gunther Van Hagen. Gunther performed autopsies on TV, but the most striking thing about them was the fact that he did so while wearing an enormous cowboy hat. So I decided to base the video around an autopsist who really loves his job, maybe too much. Halfway through eating a sandwich, the autopsist, played by an incandescent Brendan Conroy, is interrupted with a fresh dead body. So he sets aside his sandwich, puts on a cassette tape, and proceeds to cut the man open and remove his organs. We wanted this sequence to be quite gruesome, so we took a few trips to the local butchers and used all real organs, which smelled terrible. Finally, he removes and cleans the man's filthy, blackened heart. Then the heart starts to beat of its own accord, and Brendan is possessed to burst into a dance. Thinking this must have been a momentary hallucination, Brendan then goes on to stitch the body back up. The body starts to twitch and tap in time with the song, and then eventually sits upright and starts singing along. When the song gets to its heaviest part, a strobe light kicks in, and Brendan dances with the body, now brought to life by a luminescent Leonard Gabriel tone. They dance around for a bit, and then they embrace, and Brendan puts the body back to rest. Perhaps most importantly then, Brendan proceeds to eat a sandwich. But we never know if he does or not. I think the really satisfying part of a music video is when you get to the end and you stop thinking of the music as being separate from the visuals or the other way around, and they're just one whole piece. And the real buzz of that is that you've added a dimension to the music that maybe wasn't there before, or you've drawn out an element of the song that maybe even the person who wrote it didn't see before or wouldn't have thought of.